We thought there was a chance he'd be too good for us.
Never.
And
never.
Not sit down. Choppy even insult in the fight song last year. We were talking to him when he was the young pup, our favorite personality. And now he is the $52 million man. Oh, Jake Ferguson on Sean and RJ. What's up? Congrats.
Yeah, thank you guys. I appreciate you guys having me.
So how have you changed?
A whole ton. No, yeah, not at all.
24 hours?
Yeah, no, nothing really. Yeah, hasn't changed anything.
How'd you celebrate? In your hotel room. What a picture that was.
Yeah. The Shark Week on the background. Yeah.
That was the blinds, right? The blinds are over.
Well, like, currently, so like every camp I get like a show. So like last year I was rewatching Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And then this year is my first time watching Ozark. So I was like, I'm just a season one finale. Like it was going down.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
I get the call and they're like, it's like 9:45. And they're like, can you come sign? And I was like, yeah, let me finish this episode.
Yeah!
There's like 10 minutes left. It's crazy.
There's only 10 left. Because if it was at like 40 minutes left, are you still waiting?
I don't know. Ozark's pretty good.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Ozark is good.
So good.
Now, did they do two seasons?
No, they did more than that. Like, they went for years.
Like five.
Oh, I stopped after the first one. So I guess I didn't think
it
was
that
good.
You got to keep going. It's crazy.
Yeah. It was a little scary for me. You know, I don't like that type of...
He doesn't like jumpies.
Yes. So normally, people get to sit down in the nice conference room at the Ford Center at the Star. When did you start thinking this was a possibility? Because we were all kind of like, he's going to have to play out this year.
Yeah.
Then we're going to see. Were you surprised?
I kind of had a feeling. But at the same time, it was also so far in the back of my mind. Like, this whole off season, like even leading up to now, like every day in camp, like I'm just trying to be as consistent as I can every single day.
Yeah.
And I've really just tried to train my mind to not worry about future stuff, past stuff, and just focus on the moment because that's the only thing I can control.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wasn't thinking about it too much and I was hearing stuff, but like at the same time, I'm trying to block all that out, you know, put on the horse blinders and just go.
Yeah.
Why didn't you wait? Like I feel like a lot of people would say, like, hey, you're going to go out there, you're going to have a big year. Maybe last year wasn't up to your expectations or what you have as your standard. Why didn't you wait?
Yeah. I think I knew what I wanted, and then at the same time, I knew where I wanted to be. You know, I've said this from the jump. This is the place I want to be. If it's a privilege to wear this star and to play for this team. So just knowing that and, like, also a little bit of it is, like, quality of life. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, I love it here. I love Texas. I love the people in Texas. It reminds me of home, like where I grew up. So it's starting to feel like home for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
I always wonder how guys always get traded. Like, if our contracts are out, I shouldn't say this, giving away.
Yeah, right.
Well, Bobby's deal is up next, so I'll give away his leverage. You don't want to pick up and move and start over and learn the places and this and that. And I wonder if athletes thought about that exactly the same.
Yeah, it's cool. It's like, I mean, don't get me wrong.
I mean, you
like,
got people to pack
cool
up for you.
Yeah. It's definitely cool to like go see places and stuff like that, but like, I know where I want to, like, I just knew it, and it felt like home, and it's always felt like home. And, you know, I have this, like people can leave here, and this isn't a bash at anybody, but people will leave here and, like, kind of talk bad about it or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, in my eyes, it's, like kind of, like, this, you're kind of salty almost, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, this place is amazing, and, you know, the people in Texas are amazing, and it's... Like, yeah, you can say, oh, there's people walking around with tours and stuff like that. I had tours at Wisconsin. I had youth kids banging on the glass when
the hell
were
they
lifting.
Coming to look at?
Not us.
Your old Paul Bunyan axe or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah. Come on. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, how can, like, okay, yeah, you could. Oh, is that really what's going to distract you? Is a tour?
Yeah.
That's what's going to get you? Like, come on! There's like in a game, you got people yelling at you. Like,
so when
it's
you're
a cop out
when you're getting your lift in, and there's a tour walking by.
They don't say anything.
Do you even notice that they're there?
No. The in the weight room, the glass is all mirrored, so they can see in. You can't see back out. And then like even if you're like you have the off chance that you do see him in the hallway, like they're either 50 feet that way, and you can tell they're looking at you, but it's not going to change. Like they're not yelling. They can't yell. They can't say anything to you. But you can walk by him and be like, hey, how's it going, guys? And they'd be like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
And that's as far as it goes. And, like, you have to initiate that conversation. So, like, the whole that whole argument is so out of there for me. Like, I just don't even understand.
You're sounding a lot like Jake Ferguson here on Sean and RJ 105 Through the Fan. When we talked to Jerry about, like, it's kind of like you've reached, like, this is the stage you dream of, right? Like, yeah. You're being a Laker, you're being a Yankee, you're being a Cowboy. That's what I'm picking up from you right now. And Jerry, like, is like, Hard Knocks, I want the spotlight on us. Like, this is the show. That's what I'm kind of hearing from you, like, you know, reaching the dream, and this is the ultimate stage.
Yeah. I mean, you, like, if you wanted to be in the NFL, this was my dream. Like, there's going to be lights. There's going to be, you know, people talking about you, talking bad about you. Like,
yeah.
Is that where we draw the line? Like, come on. So
we talked you know, about how the decision not to wait or whatever else after last year didn't go the way you wanted. Last year obviously was a tough year in that opening game. You sustained an injury. You had the concussion throughout the year. Dak wasn't available for much of the season. How tough was that last year? And how much are you looking to just rebound from that?
Yeah, I mean, I try not to look in the past, but at the same time, like, that was me out there and no one else. You know, the knee thing, like, having that bug me all year was obviously annoying. But at the same time, I'm sitting there, like, if I'm on that field, I need to perform. And if I'm not, that's hurting the team. And so, yeah, the concussion's another thing. But, like, I'm just trying to every single day. Like, I knew I had to do something different this offseason, whether it be, you know, like, just the way I train, where I'm going to train. I took a whole month in Nashville with Jeremy Holt. He's out there. He did all my pre-draft stuff. So I was out there a whole month with meals and stuff like that, and then actually using my fiance to just, like, help me with my eating and just, like, help track my stuff and just, like, the protein that I'm eating and, you know, getting dialed in and then just getting here and getting into our facility as much as I can. So where, you know, not only am I showing face, but, like, I'm learning the process and I'm learning the new scheme that we're putting in and stuff like that. So just getting to make sure I'm all my P's and Q's and making sure I can get out here in Oxnard and then just start stacking days.
Yeah, because what you did, and Bobby's out there every single week in the locker room, but we were talking about it yesterday on the show, of to get paid after the season you had has to show a tremendous amount of belief in – we always talk about Dak's intangibles, but one of the reasons you are our early favorites, like, you can see your intangibles out on the field. Like, you bring the dog mentality and the value for the star, so – I mean, it's a rare thing. It shows that I think their ultimate belief in you with after what you went through. And then I was even wondering if you were worried about admitting what the concussion did in holding you back last year, the mental hurdles. Because sometimes when athletes admit that, like Gallup, we were like, uh-oh, can Michael ever get over that? Is this going to be a permanent hurdle? So I think all that just kind of shows their faith in you despite last year.
Yeah, and, you know, huge, huge thank you to the Jones family for believing in me on that. But, yeah, like I said, it was this whole offseason. It wasn't just, like, OTAs or anything. It started that day. The day we lost and we weren't in playoffs, like, I was like, all right, let's go. Like, I took, I think, one trip, and then I was already working out by the time a week before the Super Bowl started and, like, rolling into that. And, like, I knew what I needed to do. And, like, I wasn't going to try to do anything I did the past offseason because, like, that's not going to get me anywhere. Like, doing the same thing and expecting a different result, you're insane. So just really focusing on that and just making sure I was locked in and, you know, here also at the Star and at the facility, like, grinding. So
is the concussion just like a brain fog?
Yeah. I mean, in the moment, like, so what, it happened on a Sunday and I think we played a Thursday that next game and I was fighting to play. Like, I was like, all right, I'm ready. Like, I want to play. And they were like, no, like, there's no way. Like, we just want to be safe. And I appreciate them so much for that. Because, like, the brain is super, like, real deal. Like, I completely understand it now. And then after that, like, just making sure I'm good. And then this whole offseason, I'm doing, like, brain games, stuff like that. I'm taking, like, 15 grams of creatine or whatever it is just for, like, brain health and then switching to the new helmet. But at the same time, that's not going to change how I play. Like, my grandpa always taught me you're the hammer or you're the nail. And the nail's the one that feels it. So I'm always trying to bring some heat because then you won't. I mean, it was if you watch the concussion, it was such a weird. Mm-hmm. Like, the dude punched me, like, in the head. So I don't know. I mean, I felt like that was weird, and he might have just hit my equilibrium.
Yeah.
But mess me up for like a week, but that's it. So
you know, you you talked about how you did things this offseason, or what you really focused on. It feels like the team mantra or the theme this offseason was about culture. Like culture just keeps being the same repeated thing. And that maybe feels like a broad catch-all to fans of like, okay, what does that mean, though? That's really broad. When you hear that say, we're changing the culture, we're looking for a certain culture, like, what does that mean for you in practical terms? So what does that look like?
To me, the first word that comes to my mind is brotherhood. You know, I've been on teams where, you know, we're close, but we're not we're not on that brotherhood level. We're not brothers. Like, every team I've ever played on, I'm trying, like, if I see somebody messing with you, I'm going to fight you. Like, that's my brother. Don't mess with him. And that's how I've always tried to play, and that's what I was always taught, is you're going to war with these guys, and you're sweating blood, sweating tears out here in this practice field, and then when you get in the game, that's the enemy. So that's how I always think about, and when you build that bond, it's so much easier, and it's so, like, you start to know those guys. You can have those hard conversations about life, about football, about whatever it is, and when you have those conversations, you get that much closer. And to be close with your guys you're going to war with is, I mean, it's undescribable, because it's you're on such the same page, such the same level, where you're making plays, and it's really fun.
What do you think are some differences that fans, our listeners, will notice between Schottenheimer's offensive adjustments and maybe what you guys have been running in the past?
Yeah.
Yo, got him.
Did I get him?
No, he flew off. Dude,
Bobby, shut up.
He's been terrorizing me all
day. Yes. Bringing the funk over here.
Yeah. I think the new offense, there's just so many. I mean, you talk about the offense, and then you talk about the guys that we got. Like, there's so many weapons. And it's like, you talk about GP, you talk about CD. I mean, there's depth, too. And this, truthfully, is like one of the better offensive lines I've ever been a part of. Like, even to my Wisconsin days. We've got some depth, and it's really cool to watch. And, like, I'll give a big shout-out to Sadiq Char. Like, he is moving dudes, and it is awesome to see. But, like, we got the pass game. We got the run game. And then it's also just high speed. But then, like, we could control the tempo. So there's just different pieces to it that, like, I'm really excited to, like, once we get into games, and especially these preseason games, see how we roll.
And y'all's room has been praised this camp as well. People wanting Schoon to step up.
Yeah.
There's been some positive reports on him. Spam Ford, obviously, he got rolled up on. But talk about your room a little bit. That's been getting some praise out here.
Yeah, yeah. And Spam Ford's, Brev's a tough dude. But, you know, our whole room, we have a standard. And, you know, if I wasn't out there, some guy would be trying to get to that same standard. But that's a testament to Lunda Wells and how he approaches our meetings, how he approaches our practices, and how he approaches our games. He's got a really, really great way of bringing the room together and making sure we're tight-knit and making sure we're, you know, trying to achieve that standard. And he, last year, he's running away from greatness, or running away from average, chasing down greatness, and now it's just, nah, we're just chasing greatness. So it's really cool to watch him. And then at the same time, you know, he's one of those coaches that it's not all about ball, you know what I mean? There's time for those conversations. Like, we've had conversations in my backyard for 2 hours, just me and him, just talking about life or whatever it may be. And, you know, that goes a long way for not only our relationship, but for me as a man, just knowing that's the guy who has my back, but also that's the guy who's pushing me. And, you know, we're tied together at this point. So, like, I couldn't thank him enough, and how he handles the room. And I have no question that if it was, you know, 14 personnel, all four of us out there, like, we'd be rolling. You know what I mean?
Are you taping your wrists and hands this camp because of Joe Milton's
arm?
How hard he throws? Scared of Joe Milton's arm?
It slings it, yeah. Missiles, yeah.
You know where he went to school?
No, I don't. All I know is we beat him COVID year, that's why.
All right, we were having this debate earlier in the show. I really wish Tad had not come over for
What happened?
Part of the discussion. But the show before us, she was saying that she threw up in her Yeti cup.
Oh, yeah.
And she washed it in the dishwasher and then drank out of it again. The show is split here on whether you can do that. What's your vote? Puke in your Yeti cup.
Why?
But you washed it in the machine. Wash machine.
Why are we puking in the cup?
I don't know whether she was sick.
It's better than your hands.
Who is this?
It ended up there.
Who is this?
It was the show that runs before us. Yeah. Yeah. So what do you think?
No, you can't do that.
You have to throw it away?
Throw it away?
What are you going to do?
Well, you have $52 million, so you could buy another one.
Yeah, I'm using the styrofoam cup.
It went in the dishwasher.
No, it's like a Yeti kind
of Yeti
cup. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I hear you, but you can't use a different cup. Right. Why are we... Like,
it's a Yeti cup. It's like a $40 cup. It went in the dishwasher. You don't trust it's clean?
So you puked in the $40 cup.
Yeah.
That's a choice. I don't know.
Oh,
you
my
did that.
Life's about
moment,
choices.
The moment you threw up, the moment you were like this and not this, you know what I mean? It's a 30-degree head turn.
But it's in the cup now, Jay. It's in the cup, so you're throwing away the cup.
Personally, I would throw up on somebody or drown or anywhere else besides my $40 cup if I'm super worried about it.
So when you throw... Any pair of clothes you throw up on, you're going to throw the clothes
away, too? All right, let me ask you this.
You're germaphobe.
If you're carrying your child, right, young child, and you got to puke, where are you going to throw up?
Jake, we're not arguing where she should have thrown up.
It's a great
question. The puke ended up in the cup, but now that it's in the cup, you have to accept it's in the cup. It's in the cup.
You're down $40.
You're down $40.
So if I threw up on the kid, I'm going to throw the kid away, too?
No, because you're not drinking the kid.
Why are we throwing up on the kid in the first place?
There you go. Bad parenting. Yeah,
exactly.
All right, tell him the engagement story.
All right, so I got a friend who, it's a friend of a friend. Bought an engagement ring. Mm. She was there in the jewelry store. He turns, gets the ring, drops down to a knee at the counter in the jewelry store. Is that a guy who is A, out of ideas, or B, trying to lock her up before she thinks twice?
That's crazy. Probably out of ideas, you know. Yeah, probably out of ideas. I mean, come on. Show a little spunk. You know what I'm
creativity.
Saying? Yeah, a little creativity, yeah.
Hold it on, hold on.
I personally had a 6-foot-tall ice luge.
Whoa.
Yeah?
And at this wedding, I'm about to have a ranch fountain. Chicken tenders, you dip it in there.
Ranch fountain?
Ranch?
Now he's anti-ranch.
I'm anti-ranch.
Is she going to give you grief for proposing pre-extension? My wife would go, why didn't you wait until after you signed the extension, huh?
Yeah.
What about that?
Yeah. Well, the ring was already paid for. Before, okay. But, we're both fired up. For
all
sure.
Right. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, fellas. I
appreciate it. Love having you on. You're our first request every single year. And go out there and kill it, man. We love having you on, as
appreciate
always.
Appreciate you guys.
The great Jake Ferguson, your Dallas Cowboys tight end in the Wild Fork Foods hot seat.